Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. It's time for another Sunday Sampler. Highlights from podcasts on the Nashville Podcast Network that maybe you missed or maybe you want to subscribe to. For example, this week on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, it's a musical journey as he goes through some of the most powerful movie soundtracks of all times. Songs that have been in The Dark Knight, The Lion King, and more. Amy's coming up. Lunchbox and Ray are coming up. But let's do this. To start things off, we're going to talk with Stephen Lee Olsen from my show, The Bobbycast, on how he pitched Keith Urban his song, Blue Ain't Your Color. And then also what it was like getting a call from Garth Brooks for something really cool. So from this week's Bobbycast, it is Stephen Lee Olsen. When you move to Nashville and you see the other performers, just the performers that are playing at bars, so many of my friends are like, holy crap, when they moved here. Like,
that's how I felt.
These are the people who aren't even like, quote unquote, making it.
Exactly.
So you come down, you're 20 years old. What do you see and how do you feel?
I feel completely intimidated. I also feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. You know, I definitely can't see myself competing at this point, but I was extremely happy to be there. I always say I didn't know that I couldn't do it yet. I was like that blind kind of fearless, young, gonna live forever kind of mentality. You know, but I definitely remember, you know, seeing a lot of artists and going, man, I'm like, I'm not even like 10% as good as them, and I can't see how I will be. But I just kept showing up.
When did you move down?
2007.
How many years from the first time you came down until you moved down?
I think it was a month and a half. The first time I came here. Yeah, it was really
quick. So you just knew.
I did know. And I also had Steve Lawrence being like, hey, we're doing this. This is where you need to be. He didn't move with me. He, you know, he just facilitated, you know, and I was one of the lucky ones that had got a publishing deal like the first day I moved here.
How did that happen?
It was a Canadian company. Now they're called Anthem, but at the time it was called Olay. And so Steve Lawrence
hooked. They have a bus? Do they have the Olay bus?
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
I wasn't there when they had the Olay bus. Everything cool happened after I left. It always happens that way. But Steve Lawrence essentially, you know, found this manager named Ron Kitchener, and Ron Kitchener was like the manager in Canada. He was, you know, distributing everything that Taylor Swift did here, there. So he was kind of a big deal, and kind of just handed me off to Ron, and with nothing, you know, just out of the goodness of his heart. And Ron had a publishing company with Olay called Roots 3. And, you know, it was the worst publishing deal probably you'll ever hear. It was like $800 a month Canadian. Check that, Canadian. You know, but I made it work. And, you know, the same story, I'm sure you've heard a million times, of like, I had to borrow things from my publishing company in the middle of the night, you know, food, snacks, toilet paper. And I actually drove around without car insurance for like the first year, which was not recommended. I'm happy nothing happened.
Where'd you live? What kind of place you live in?
It was an apartment in East Nashville on Forest Road, I believe it was. And that was only short term. They would like let us live for like $500 a month.
Who's us?
It was me.
Burgundy?
No. You're trying to get me in trouble. I see how this is going to go.
Did you have a roommate at all?
No, I didn't. But I definitely had people sleeping on my couch for like $25 a night.
Really?
Yep, yeah. I did. And that had to end as soon as they weren't wearing pants. You can just like, you know, underwear on your couch, no sheet.
At least $30 for that.
$30, yeah. Right?
So you're struggling.
Yeah.
It's the all too common story of you're a creative, you're struggling, you don't come from money. So
no.
You also have the luxury of not, and I often say this about myself, I didn't have any money growing up. So it wasn't like I needed to have some crazy lifestyle.
Right.
I could just run.
Exactly.
You know, I had nothing to lose.
Yep.
So I wasn't going to lose, even if it didn't go my way, especially for a while. You're here. Is there like an underground, like Canadian mob type group that looks out for each other? Meaning you move here. And so even though you don't know them, they're like, hey, he's also from this part, or even Toronto. And they kind of look out for you because there even is with states here.
Yeah.
Like there's the Georgia boys.
Totally.
And if you're from Arkansas, like even if you don't like, but like Matt Stell and Justin Moore and myself and Hambrick, like we could all call each other and be like, hey, let me go. Just because we grew up in the same place.
Yeah. You're trying to help each other a little
bit.
Does
that happen at all?
You know what? It's yes. But it was, you know, I can tell you personally that, you know, any Canadian artists that are trying to make headway in Nashville already, you know, when I moved here anyways, it was more difficult for us. You know, I don't think Canadian.
Because you were Canadian?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, when I first moved here, I actually tried to avoid it as much as I could. I didn't want to be clicky with only the Canadians because I knew that was only going to make my life harder. You know, and it's not like I didn't love them.
Sure.
You know, but
it
was
interesting because I don't, and again, this is a different time. I don't feel that way now.
Yep.
At all.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way now?
You know what? I don't. I think, you know, technology has really helped kind of get that to a point where it's, you know, almost an even playing field, you know? But I can, you know, what I did is I found the best writers I knew or that I was a fan of. And that was like Gordy Sampson. He was the Canadian that was like, he wrote Jesus Take the Wheel and it was just crushing. It had a bunch of Keith songs as well. And Hillary Lindsay, she was one that I looked up to. Brett James. These were all people that I was like, man, if I can just write with the people that they're writing with, maybe we write something good. They're like, hey, let's pull you in with Gordy, pull you in with Hillary, pull you in with Brett. And that was kind of my strategy. That's how I met, you know, Eric Paslay for the first time in Gordy's shack. We would all just be back there playing songs and he was amazing and I absolutely sucked. And, you know, they'd be passing around the guitar and following Eric at the time. It was like, good God. I'm like, you are everything and I'm nothing. But it was, for me, that was kind of my strategy, was just to find the people that I respected the most as songwriters. Cause that's what I knew I had to do first. I was like, if I can write songs to tell my story the way that only I can, I'm like, you know, I think I'll have a shot at the artist side. And that's kind of how I, you know, developed as a writer.
Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
All right. Happy Thursday. Amy here. And I'm sitting with my sister, Christy, and my brother-in-law, Ben. And this is the first time we have talked since the Nashville episode of your HGTV show, Building Roots, aired. So that aired on Sunday. And this is Wednesday. Now, this is loading up on a Thursday for everyone. But I know nothing about what you felt when you watched the episode. I don't know if you've gotten any feedback since then. I have also hung out with Dolly Parton and Trey Kennedy.
No big deal.
Doing his podcast with his co-host, Jake. He's super funny too. And when I saw Trey Kennedy do his comedy show, Jake was an opener.
Oh, I don't know Jake.
They're both real quick. But I just feel as though, being that we're sisters and we talk so much, this is stuff we would normally have already talked about, but we're just going to talk about it on the podcast?
So we texted, and I remember you were just coming in from Las Vegas, and the show was going to air that night, and you were exhausted. So I knew that you needed a day or two to like decompress. But on top of that, you had other things. You had to go to work Monday morning. Then you had podcast interviews. So,
but yeah, everybody's a Dolly fan. She has that song, Jesus, that we listened to.
Oh, gosh, Dad's song.
So good.
There was Jesus.
There was Jesus. Man.
He actually, did you tell her?
No, I didn't tell her. And now I am so bummed. I don't know how that slipped my mind because that is such a special story. Christy, tell it.
So Dad is on life support. His body's only being kept alive by the machines at this point. And we are all there and we have to make the group decision to take him off life support. And we're not exactly sure, will his body hang on? We don't know what's going to happen. And meanwhile, while we've been in the hospital, there's been a playlist kind of on shuffle of a lot of Dad's favorite songs or some of our favorite songs. And there was a new song by Zach Williams, and Dolly Parton is singing it with him. And it's called There Was Jesus. It's a beautiful song. So my recollection is just as we are noticing Dad has passed away, I hear Dolly Parton kind of ending that song. And she's repeating, there was Jesus, there was Jesus. And honestly, the song to me is so reminiscent of Dad's life because it talks about roads that you've gone down, mistakes you've made, but then how you find your way and represents Dad.
So good. Man, I really, really, really missed out on that opportunity to tell her that story. Maybe I'll get another chance because I think that she would find it really special to hear. I mean, as an artist, you want your music to impact people. And that is something I will never forget unless I'm sitting down with Dolly.
Unless I'm sitting in the room with Dolly.
And I have a chance to tell her anything I want to. And I chose to talk to her about Steel Magnolias.
Well, but gosh, you go back to even our childhood. You know, we had those big speakers in our living room ceiling that Dad installed. And we had that tape player. And I so remember so much Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream blasting in the house, you know, in the early 80s or whenever it was.
Well, and I'm 99.9% sure that Mom went to see the movie 9 to 5 in the movie theater the night before I was born. Like she went into labor and she ate a hamburger.
You look at what year that came out, because I think that's right.
I'm pretty sure it's right. And she had a hamburger with jalapenos somewhere, maybe by the movie theater. And then she went to see 9 to 5. So that's my theme song coming into the world.
Yeah. Working 9 to 5.
Very well.
Well, it was really, really special. And a saying that keeps playing over and over in my head is she would say, you know, you got to make hay while the sun shines. Because she said she's going to keep working. She has more music she wants to make. She's like, maybe I'll do a comedy album. She's, you know, writing books. You know, she's super philanthropic. I mean, this woman, I don't know what she doesn't do. So she's pretty fascinating. And it's just empowering to sit there and watch her do her thing. But that makes me think of a second ago, you said you were in Vegas and you were exhausted. I'm really working on not saying busy or exhausted. I'm trying to say my plate is full.
There's another way to think about that.
Okay, tell me.
It's one thing to be busy. It's one thing to go fast and do a lot of things and have impact and have purpose. It's one thing to be in a hurry. It's another thing to be in a hurry. I don't like being in a hurry. I don't mind being busy. Life is short. Live it to the fullest. I just don't like, I don't mind being busy. I don't like being in a hurry. There's like write books and sing songs and travel and do stuff, but do it. There's a way to do it timely and organized and scheduled and intentional and purposeful. I just don't like being in a hurry.
What Amy is saying is she doesn't like saying she's busy or exhausted. So what do you prefer to say?
Well, Ben, I'm on board with you. We got to make hay while the sun shines. So it's okay to have a lot going on, but I would prefer to look at it as my plate is full. Like I have a full day. I've had a full day because everybody has their different things that make them busy. And I don't, also being busy and being tired isn't this badge of honor that I want to wear proudly. Vegas is just an interesting thing because the hours are long and the time change. And I'm just not used to that Vegas life, you know? So I do come back a little bit off or delirious or whatever you want to call it. But I mean, Vegas was awesome too. Kelly Clarkson, I'm obsessed with her. Like, she's so good. She performed a few years ago at the festival and we had so much fun, and she was back again this year. Again, so much fun. But she posted this video that she put up of herself on the Vegas Strip where she was on her way to the venue to do sound check for the festival. And this woman was singing, like street singing, with a microphone and a speaker. And Kelly gets on the mic and starts singing. And of course, it's beautiful. And the woman is dancing and having a good time. The woman does not realize it's Kelly Clarkson. Yeah.
I saw that. It's so crazy.
It's one of my favorite videos of the year. It jumped to the top. I mean, we've seen, you know, cool stuff this year for sure, but well, and a lot of hard stuff as well, but just online, it's really, really special when you see something that positive and organic, and just the joy that was on that woman's face when she realized as she was hugging her that it was Kelly Clarkson.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. If you haven't seen that, you have to look it up. But what I loved is the lady was celebrating even before she knew it was Kelly Clarkson. And then her celebration went to like a whole other level. So it was exciting.
Yeah. Well, so Sunday night I get home from Vegas, and that is when our episode of Building Roots is airing. So your show comes on HGTV Sunday nights at 9/8 Central. And then after it airs, you can stream any of the episodes that have aired on Max. So just letting people know if they want to go check that out. But I stayed awake and I watched it and I tried to post along and see things. And I thought I was going to have to turn it off because my plate had been full and I was emotional. I think I cried on Saturday in Vegas during the day. Just sometimes that just happens when you're dehydrated and not sleeping well.
Dysregulated.
There you go. I mean, I didn't cry on the job.
Double D.
I didn't cry at work, but I cried in my hotel room just for a second. But I thought I may get too emotional, and I didn't know that I really wanted to add that to the evening. And I did get emotional, but it also just felt really special. And so I'm glad I powered through, because part of me was saying, oh, I can watch the rest tomorrow. But I watched the whole thing, and I didn't know how y'all felt about it because we haven't talked.
I mean, yeah, there were some emotional parts of it because obviously it was kind of reliving a little bit of the difficulty we walked through with Dad, because the room we worked on in your house was the room he had lived in right before he passed away. And then bringing new life to that room was obviously an emotional process. But I think what I've learned is it's important to be able to be both. I think it was like a happy and a sad at the same time. Like, there was a sadness, there were these hard memories to relive, but then there was this happiness of the transformation that had happened and the life that is ahead, you know, as we honor the life that is past in Dad. You know, just being able to hold both the happy and the sad at once, I think is important way to be able to live life, because sometimes we want to avoid sad, but sad is important.
Yeah, when you feel it all, and two things can be true at the same time.
I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast.
We show up and the team we play is terrible. They're not very good, and which is fine. But we're playing or whatever, and they have this one guy that he thinks he's Fancy Nancy. He's doing all this dribbling and doing these cool tricks and thinking he's badass, you know what I mean? Boop, 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 boop. And he's obviously skilled. But here's the problem.
So he played in college.
Maybe, but he doesn't play defense. He only wants to play offense, and he wants to try to make you look bad. He's sitting there doing all this dancing, boo, 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 boo.
Kobe.
Yeah, a little
rest
bit.
In peace.
A little bit of a showboat, you know, even though the team's not very good and we're winning. And so I start getting a little physical with him, you know, stealing the ball. Like, okay, you want to dance? You want to dance? Let's dance.
Please tell me you didn't say that out loud.
No, I didn't say that out loud. I thought it in my head. I said, you want to play? You want to play? You want to dance? All right, cool. So I stuff him once.
Block him.
Yeah. Stuff him again. Now he's getting annoyed because I'm getting a little physical with him because I'm playing defense. You know what I mean? But if you want to dance, I'm gonna knock you off the ball.
But is it known in that intramural league you kind of back off people, or do they play? Are we seeing what we see on TV is what's happening to your intramural?
Yeah, that's what happens, even though we're just a little bit slower, a little less coordinated, and there's nothing at stake. So yes. Yeah, 100%. So then he, at one point, he's getting pissed off at me. He's starting to get mad. He's starting to get frustrated, right?
Late in the game or half?
Second half, about midway through the second half.
I know the times on soccer. We love our little $10 soccer bets.
Yeah, and so at one point the ball's going this, like someone tries to pass to him, and so he throws his hands up to show, look, I'm not grabbing. And then he whack, slams him down, hits me right in the chest with an open slap.
Ooh.
Okay. So I knock him off the ball and kick it away. And then it goes farther down the field, and then they kick it back down to him, and he just runs and boom, shoulder right into my back.
See, and these are penalties, right?
And the ref, and he's like, I saw the one over there, where he slapped me in the chest, and I saw that one. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Not yelling at you, yelling at him.
Yelling at him. Penalty our way.
Deserved.
Cool.
And then, he got a yellow card.
No yellow. No, it wasn't that serious.
Oh.
And then he looks at me and goes, I'm going to teach you how to play soccer.
Wait, the guy that's hitting you?
Yeah. He goes, I'm going to teach you how to play soccer. You obviously don't know how to play. And I said, man, what's that score? Yeah, we don't know how to play. You're right. But what's the score again? Cool.
What was it?
It was like 5-1 at that point.
Wow.
He did have their lone goal. So props to him. And so I and I'm like, oh, you're going to teach me how to play? He goes, yeah, get the ball. Get the ball. I was like, okay. So I call for the ball, and our goalie passes it to me. He comes over, starts trying to be all, push me. So I pass it away. Because how do you play? You move the ball. No need to dribble.
Right.
He's like, get the ball back.
What?
I was like, all right, I'll get the ball back. Ian, pass me the ball. Ian passes me the ball. Gets up on me. What do? Pass it back to Ian.
So that you're not challenging him.
No. That's what he wants you to do. In soccer, you don't have to take someone one-on-one. Use your teammates to get you open. And so he gets mad. He's like, see, you don't want to play soccer? And I'm like, no, I passed the ball to the open guy. That's playing soccer.
That's your chance to prove to him you're the man.
That's for me to put my nuts in his face?
But you didn't. You just passed it away.
You're right.
You went chess while he was playing. You went 3D chess. He was playing checkers at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, he was more like playing chutes and ladders. He was playing that kid's game. He wanted to play one-on-one. I wasn't going to have any of that one-on-one crap.
So he was playing the peg game at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. Let's be real. I'm not going to... I'm not dribbling around people. I'm not messy. I'm not that creative with the ball. I can pass. Cool. So then we get down there, corner kick.
Well, are you the best player on your team?
Charlie's probably the best. He can score.
So he's picking on Pippen. He ain't picking on Jordan.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, Charlie can dribble and score, and he's really good with the ball at his feet. He can take people one-on-one more. Only problem is he likes to show up high, and so he can only last about 15 seconds every couple minutes.
Hey, man.
So when he runs a lot, he has to go to the sideline and vomit. But that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's cool. Rec soccer. That's fun. Let's have some good time. So then I cross it, hit this girl across. She's making the run. Boom, puts it in the back of the net. What a pass by me. Great vision.
Assist.
Where was that guy? Was he playing defense? Nah, he's just standing in midfield waiting for the ball. I said, hey, man, thanks for teaching me how to pass the ball.
Interesting comebacker.
Hey, he said he was going to teach me how to play soccer. I said, I appreciate
that's right. Okay,
yeah,
I get
he
it.
Taught me how to. He said he was going to teach me how to play soccer.
So you were proving to him you're a good listener.
Yeah, I was a good listener. I was like, I really appreciate that, man. Good. Thank you for teaching me how to pass the ball.
Oh, this is getting ugly.
This is getting real ugly.
Yeah, I feel like we're building.
Then he gets the ball, and I go up, and I foul him. You know, I mean, just you know, a little knock in the back. You know, give him a little.
Your kids are watching this?
Well, my kids aren't paying attention. They paid attention for about 3 minutes, and then they're behind the goal just kicking the ball around with granddad. They're just running back and forth.
I was going to say, they're about to be kidnapped.
And he looks at me and he goes, soccer's not about physique. It's not about physicality. It's about being mentally smart. I know. I didn't say I was physically. And he goes, it's not about physicality. It's not about muscles.
Pull your pants down.
And I was like, yeah, I know, dude. You look at me? If you looked at me, you knew it ain't about muscle. It is 7-1.
Gee, you guys are good this year.
I don't know how. Something happened. Like, we are winning games this year.
Yeah, neither do the Dolphins.
I mean, it's like we learned how to fall. We took MMA classes this summer, and we learned how to fall, just like Tua. and our offense is all of a sudden clicking on all cylinders. We got Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. Charlie. We got Raheem Mostert, me. And then Robin would be a notch, or, you know, out of nowhere, not expected, but dominating.
Who's Braxton Berrios?
That'd probably be Ian, where he's just out of control and he's fast, but you don't know where it's going.
Because he's dating the hottest girl in Miami.
Really?
Alex Earl.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Yep.
So anyway, so 5 minutes is up. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Game over. Final score, 9-1.
Wow.
Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. I look up.
You go find him.
Oh, you got to make a point of to go over and shake his hand, man. You got to let him know.
So you went to him before seeing your kids after the game.
I went all the way across the field to where he's standing and said, hey, man, good game.
What is he? Is he drinking or what is he doing?
No, he's just standing there.
He's just standing in a grass field?
He's just standing on the sideline. Doesn't want to come over and shake everybody's hand. But I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to let you know.
Ray, he was kissing his girlfriend.
Hey, talk, talk, talk. You got to come shake hands afterwards. You talk, talk, talk. You still got to shake hands. You got to let you know, hey, we got the better of you.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to do it? So I'm going to make that trek across the field and shake your hand.
What about your teammates?
They didn't even notice. And they were afterwards like, where was he? Where'd he go? I was like, oh, he was over there. Don't worry. I went and shook his hand. And I was like, hey, man, good game, man. Good game. He's like, good game. It's all part of the game. And I was like, yeah, dude, no hard feelings. Thanks for shaking hands.
I actually like that from him.
Yeah,
so he shook your hand?
Well, yeah, but he didn't come out and shake everybody's hand. He was just going to not shake hands.
Yeah.
But I made it awkward and went over there and shook his hand. And we won 9-1. And your boy scored 2 goals.
Wow.
2 goals.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Mike D from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. I did an episode recently about my favorite movie composer, Hans Zimmer. He is a legendary composer. I counted down my top 7 songs, so be sure to check out this full episode. But here's just a little bit of me talking about Hans Zimmer and my favorite songs he's ever put into movies. I often think that movie scores get overlooked on how important they are to all of our favorite films. A great movie score can take an 8 film and make it a 10. And it is the foundation of setting the scene, setting the tone, evoking emotion. And it's always just there. It's the glue that holds all these scenes together. And sometimes when it's so good, we just take it for granted. It is there. It is existing. But sometimes you don't take time to think about how impactful the movie score can be on one scene or making an entire movie. And Hans Zimmer is one of the best to do it. He recently celebrated his 66th birthday. And I have been so obsessed with movie scores lately, I decided to dive into the life of Hans Zimmer and realize how impactful his work has been over the years. So on this episode, we're going to take a look at his career and the 7 times I think he went way too hard on a movie score. So looking into the life of Hans Zimmer, he was born on September 12th, 1957 in Frankfurt, Germany. He started playing music as a kid, learned how to play the piano, and his breakthrough into the film industry came in the 1980s when he did the score for Rain Man. That's when he developed a relationship with director Brian Levinson and started to get known in Hollywood as being able to create some memorable film scores. One of his most iconic breakthrough works came in 1994 with none other than Disney's The Lion King, which earned him the Oscar for Best Original Score. I think one of the most impressive things about Hans Zimmer is his versatility and his range when it comes to creating film scores, because not only did he do animated movies like The Lion King, he also went on to do movies like Gladiator, The Dark Knight Trilogy, and create these really iconic moments through his music and through his compositions. And I think what really sets his work apart from other composers is I feel like at his core, he is just a great musician and knows how to blend a lot of different types of instruments. Sometimes when you think about movie scores, you maybe think more of somebody like a John Williams, who creates these very epic sounding, but more of what you would hear like from an orchestra, which Hans Zimmer also uses those same orchestral elements, but he also blends things like electronic instruments and really has a unique sound that you can tell when it is a Hans Zimmer composition. And I think that's why so many directors go to him, because they know you're really gonna step up my film with your work. And I think that is what he does. It's like getting the Beatles to do the score for your movie. You know it's gonna be a hit if Hans Zimmer is a part of it. And in addition to his work in film, he has also collaborated with a lot of artists like Elton John, Pharrell Williams. So he has done music outside of the film industry, which is another thing that I feel sets him apart. And just by the numbers alone, he has 150 film scores to his name, countless awards. So his 2 Academy Awards for Best Original Score came in 1994 with The Lion King, which I mentioned earlier, and then again in 2021 with Dune. So now that we know a little bit about Hans Zimmer, let's get into the list. Before we get to number 1, I do have some honorable mentions. The Last Samurai is also some of his best work. This is A Way of Life from The Last Samurai. You also have Now We Are Free from Gladiator. And one of my favorites, another one of his delicate tracks, 2049 from Blade Runner 2049. Like, this one is so experimental, it almost made my number 7 slot. Epic is that? And another one that almost made the list, but it's not one of his official credits, because although he did write this theme, it did have a different composer. But from 2003, Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Black Pearl, this one goes so hard. But it's just not one of his official credits. We have made it to number one. The best example of Hans Zimmer going way too hard is from 2008, The Dark Knight. The track is Why So Serious, goes into Like a Dog Chasing Cars. What he did with the entire Dark Knight trilogy was amazing. And I think specifically in The Dark Knight, because anytime the Joker was on screen, you knew it because of the music. It got a little bit more intense. It got a little bit more violent. It sounded like there was more on the line every time the Joker was on screen. So not only was it seeing Heath Ledger, but it was also hearing the music that invoked that emotion in all of us. Whether you realized it or not, the music was so essential to creating that gritty tone of Gotham and really setting that movie apart from all the other Batman movies, where you had, you know, epic tracks too from Danny Elfman. But it takes it up on an entirely different level when it's a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more of an orchestra sound, but also this very driving, pounding sound. To me, it's like orchestra punk rock. I don't know if that's a genre specifically, because that is the only way I can think of describing the score in The Dark Knight. That is it.
That was this week's Sunday Sampler. New episodes out weekly. Go check them out. Make sure you subscribe. Not make sure, just please. Just please, because we need it. We need the subscriptions. We want to keep our jobs. Rate and review them if you don't mind. Have a great week, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.